We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's game day, Brew Crew fans, and we'll get you ready before first pitch. Coming up, today's starting lineups. We'll debate the hot topics in Milwaukee. Plus, you'll hear from the skipper. This is the Pella Windows and Doors Baseball on Deck Show, live from the Hyundai of West Allis Studios on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And welcome in to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show. Check them out at PellaWI.com. Jeff Orlowski, Polish Pipe Bomb, in here getting you ready for Brewers, Cardinals, Game 3 of the opening series of the 2019 season. Thank you for joining us. I'm sitting right now in the Hyundai West Allis on Deck Studios. We got a full show for you. We're going to recap the sad news, what happened yesterday, the loss.
Missed
that,
something on the fan? Go
the,
to 105.7 FM.
And we're also going to get you the starting lineups. You're going to hear from Craig Counsell today. We're going to do a little roundtable action. Bill Baby Tausch Schmid and Don Wachilis will join the show. You hear from Yasmani Grandal as well later on. And a little Tim Allen will sit down and join the show as well. So lots to get to today. Before we get to today's game, let's go back and recap what happened yesterday. Freddie Peralta, he got the start for the Brewers. It didn't go so well for Freddie yesterday, to say the least. He got into trouble early and often. And he only ends up going 3-plus innings yesterday. Not a strong outing for his first outing of the year. Peralta, like I said, 3-plus, gave up 6 hits, 4 runs. They were all earned, 3 walks, 3 Ks. He did allow a home run. He struggled from the outset. Paul Goldschmidt comes up in the first, launches a 2-run bomb. Just a quick glimpse of what was to come for the rest of the game. Yadi Molina, he had an RBI double in the first as well. And before 3 outs were made, the Cardinals jumped out to a 3-0 lead over the Brewers. It stayed that way until the 3rd inning when the Hebrew Hammer, Ryan Braun, came to the plate.
2-1 pitch. Field. We are tied. Ryan Braun is first of the year.
Ryan Braun, his first of the year. How sweet that was. Ends up tying the game with the 3-run jack in the 3rd. That was definitely good to see. And, gave the Brewers some life, and they hung in, and so it went. So then we go on to the 4th. Couldn't get a clear 4th inning either. DeJean, he had an RBI single to give St. Louis the 4-3 lead in the 4th inning. In the bottom of the 4th, the Brewers tied it up yet again.
Hitters count now for Moustakas. Crowd getting into it here at Miller Park. And a shot in the right field. That's going to go to the wall. Big man Aguilar turning around second. He'll be held at 3rd. A double for Moustakas. And the Brewers are in business.
Yeah, Brewers were in business. Yasmani Grandal ended up driving that run in on a sack fly. So the crew, they tied the game at 4 in the 4th until the 6th. We stay tied, and then Paul Goldschmidt launches another homer, this time a solo shot. Cards take a 5-4 lead. In the seventh, Carpenter, he hit an RBI single to give the Cardinals a 6-4 lead. Then Goldschmidt hits his third home run of the game. Three home runs in the game for Goldschmidt. Gives the Cardinals an 8-4 lead in the eighth inning. Molina again. He scored this time on Chase Anderson's wild pitch. And that was 9-4. And then in the bottom of the eighth, a little too late, but the MVP, Christian Yelich, came to the plate.
Yelich, a fly ball, hit back into left center field. Bader looking up, and it's gone. Number two on the season already for Yelich.
Yep. That brought us to the final, which would end up to be 9-5. Highlights were all courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. So Brewers fall yesterday. The hopes and dreams of the undefeated season, they go up in flames. But we just we'll pack that one in the back pocket. No need to talk about yesterday's game anymore. Let's get to today's game.
You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on The Fan. Who's batting first? Here's today's look around the diamond with the starting lineup.
Well, let's start out with the hated St. Louis Cardinals starting lineup, batting first. Leading off for St. Louis, Matt Carpenter. He's playing third base. Paul Goldschmidt, yesterday's hero. Three home runs in yesterday's game. He bats second, playing first base. Paul DeJong hits in the third hole, playing short. Cleaning up for the Cardinals, Marcelo Ozuna. He's patrolling left field. Yadi Molina, he's doing the catching today, hitting fifth. Tyler O'Neill, he'll be out in center field, hitting sixth. Dexter Fowler, he's in right, batting seventh. Colton Wong in the eighth spot, playing second base, and Dakota Hudson batting ninth and pitching today. Dakota Hudson, he's making his first career start. He did make 26 relief appearances last season, and man, did he pitch well. He went 4-1, had a 2.63 ERA in 2018. It was 27 and a third innings. He did allow 19 hits and 18 walks. So there's definitely a good chance that the Brewers can put on a little hit parade. And if not, it seems like, if his location and wildness is anything like it was for Dakota Hudson last season, there should be lots of guys on the bases for the Brew Crew today. Hudson, he did win Pitcher of the Year in the Pacific Coast League last season. And he also won Pitcher of the Year in the St. Louis farm system. So once again, the starting lineup for the St. Louis Cardinals today: Carpenter, Goldschmidt, DeJong, Ozuna, Molina, O'Neill, Fowler, Wong, and Hudson batting ninth and doing the pitching. Now, for the good guys, you've got Lorenzo Cain leading off, playing center base, center field. Christian Yelich batting second, playing right. Travis Shaw in the three-hole, playing the hot corner. Yasmani Grandal, he moves up, hitting cleanup today and doing the catching. Mike Moustakas, he's at second base, hitting fifth. Eric Thames gets his first start of the season, playing first base. Ben Gamel, he'll be out in left field today, hitting seventh. Orlando Arcia at short, batting eighth. And the ninth hitter, Brandon Woodruff, doing the pitching. Woodruff, he had 12 starts and 27 career appearances. He had 20 Ks and held opponents to a 175 batting average in four postseason appearances last year. He said he learned a lot during the postseason last year about just attacking guys and trying to get quick outs, and that was going to be a big part of Woodruff's focus for this season, trying to get quick outs. So we'll see if it happens. Hopefully he goes a whole lot deeper than Freddie Peralta did yesterday. I think the bullpen would appreciate that as well. So, again, the starting lineup for your Milwaukee Brewers: Kane, Yelich, Shaw, Grandal, Moustakas, Thames, Gamel, Orlando Arcia, and Brandon Woodruff is batting ninth. There are a lot of injuries for the Brewers, so let's get the injury report.
Baseball is 90% mental, and the other half is physical. So who's injured on the crew? Here's today's injury report. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, injury report. Let's start out with Jeremy Jeffress. He's on the 10-day injury list, right shoulder weakness. Craig Counsell, when he addressed the media yesterday before the game, he talked about and gave an update on Jeremy Jeffress. Let's hear from the skipper from yesterday.
Jeremy's going to throw in a minor league game on spring training game on Saturday. He'll throw in another. He's going to basically pitching every 3 days right now. So that takes him to the AAA season starts a week from yesterday. I think so. That means I think a week from today will be his first AAA game. So he's going to. The start of spring training, you saw relievers pitch every 3 days. That's where JJ's at.
Well, thank you, Craig. Jimmy Nelson, he's on the 10-day injury report as well. Counsell, he addressed the Jimmy Nelson injury news yesterday as well.
Played catch today, so that's a good sign. And he will, he's going to go back to Phoenix, and then he'll throw a bullpen early next week. And then he'll get back on it. The thing that probably has changed is that we will have him throw in Arizona in games before we would send him to AAA, just to make sure we're past this and we don't end up sending him back and forth. Yeah, I mean, I'd say we'd have him throw in two games max down in Arizona. He would be doing the same thing in AAA. But.
Yeah, there we go. And now the latest news. This one broke yesterday. Corey Knable out for the season. He elects to have Tommy John surgery instead of just trying to rehab his shoulder injury. Craig Counsell spoke about Knable's injury as well and talked about whether it was the right thing for him to seek surgery or him to sit there and just try to tough it out and wait it out and see if he could rehab it without.
It still could have taken the whole season, and it was from his perspective, which is, I think it's the right perspective. Like, you wait all this time and then you get pain in July and you're like, I just waited for 3 months. So I think it was post All-Star break, the soonest, with just you don't know, because it's like you stop throwing until you experience no pain, then you start throwing, and anytime there's pain, you get. So it's, understandably, he didn't want that option. Although, I think every player, and Corey was, when you think about missing a season, it's not easy to make that decision ever for any player. So there is an appeal to, like, maybe this will work, but I think the timing of it, the length of time that the rehab required was hard to get over.
Well, there's the updates on Jeffress, Nelson, Knable, Brent Suter, 60-day injured list. Still recovering from Tommy John surgery from last July. Bobby Wall out for the year, torn ACL in his right knee. He had surgery back on March 12th. So the crew is banged up. That's the easiest way to put it. And, hopefully Jeffress can get back up here sooner rather than later and help out this bullpen, because if not, things might get a little nervous. So we'll see. We got the round table coming up next. Bill Baby Tausch Schmidt, host of the Big Show, star of the Bayview Blind and Shade postgame show. He'll be on here joining me. Don Wachilis, host of the college football and college basketball shows here on The Fan. He's going to join me as well. We got a lot more to go. We're about 54 minutes from first pitch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's time to debate the big issues surrounding the crew. Get ready for the roundtable. Brought to you by McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back in. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show from the Hyundai of West Allis On Deck Studios.
No topic is
Jeff
taboo.
Jeff Orlowski here getting you ready. Brewers-Cardinals game three of the series, game three of the season. It is my pleasure now to be joined by a couple of familiar voices. First up, you might know him as Baby Tausch. You might know him as Bill Schmid. You might know him as, hey, it's that guy. But it's Bill Schmid, host of the Wendy's Big Show and the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball postgame show, both here on The Fan. You can find him on Twitter at Bill Schmid Radio. Tausch, how you doing today,
bud? Good, man. Thanks for addressing me with those nicknames. The other ones that I usually got were Fatty, Husky. There were a couple of different ones that they expounded upon with me.
Well, there is no way that I'm calling you any of those because I will give you a run for your money in that department as well. So we are fat friendly here.
Hey, stocked up.
On the show. Yeah, we're well insulated, shall we say. Also joining us, Mr. Don Wachilis. He is the rock star and host of both the college basketball show and the college football show here on The Fan, and also one of Mike McGivern's favorite fill-ins on his Saturday morning shows. You can find Don on Twitter at Butch_AFL. Mr. Wachilis, how we doing today?
How you doing, guys? Good to be on.
Hey, good to have you. Appreciate a few minutes of your time. So let's get right into it here. Corey Knebel gonna miss the season. Billy, is the Brewers bullpen in serious trouble now?
I don't know about serious trouble. I think there's obviously more cause for concern knowing that you're not gonna have 46. But when you look back at what they did last year without Corey Knebel, he was locked in to be the number one guy in that closing role. And last year, similar in the first week of the year, you are battling in a couple of games out in San Diego. He doesn't get a lot of work. You throw him in an 8-0 game at Miller Park against the Cubs, and Knebel goes down in an absolute heap. And Jeff, Don, it was one of those injuries where when you were in the ballpark, you immediately you could hear the wind get taken out of the sails of the fans. And obviously it was an 8-0 game. Most Brewers fans had left for the exits at that time, but the ones that were still there looked at Corey, who was down in a heap and in serious pain, and I didn't think that you were going to see him at all in 2018. And he ended up battling himself back 5-6 weeks and a really, really bad hamstring injury that he had, and struggles throughout the year, goes into a high, then goes into a major funk, has to get sent back down, and then into the playoff run, he was one of your freshest arms. And he really, really prided himself when we talked to him in spring training on being that guy that everybody else in the bullpen knew was going to be able to take off some of the load from them, that they were going to be able to count on him to get high leverage outs and 5, 4, 6 outs even in certain appearances that he had. And he's been battling with this guys for 4 years. It's really, really tough to see a dude that right before the year, I mean, it sucks when anybody gets hurt in this profession, but saw him earlier today and just kind of wished him good luck in the situation, because this is going to test you. And when you're away from the guys for over a year, and he's going to be down in the brand new sports science institute that they have down at Maryvale, it's going to be a good guinea pig, I guess, in that sense, for David Stearns and the rest of that staff to be able to see what they can do in the rehab process for him. But it really, really is tough, more on Corey's end. For the Brewers, guys, they got arms. They do. And there's going to be an opportunity for you to add more. You're going to need guys to step up, absolutely. You're going to need Taylor Williams to pitch better than he has. You're going to need Matt Albers to be first half Matt Albers from last year. But do I think that it's a crippling situation? No. Do I think it hurts? Absolutely.
Yeah, same question to you, Don. How much trouble you think the Brewers pen is in with Knebel being out for the season?
I just know Craig Kimbrell's agent just booked a flight to Hawaii, I think, because the Brinks truck is definitely for that arm coming out of the bullpen. The good thing, I guess, if there is about Knebel is that the Tommy John surgery isn't what it used to be 10, 15, 20 years ago, that you're seeing guys nowadays having to go through that and bounce back. So take everything that Baby Tausch just said, and then couple within that the surgery, once it's completed and the rehab is done, I think we'll expect to see him back next year at full strength.
Well, and think about it this way too, Don. It's a great point because you're seeing the contrary with Jimmy Nelson. You're seeing an uncommon injury and what that rehab has to be like. And Jimmy had three different procedures done in that shoulder, and he's still not back on a big league mound. Where you're seeing guys, Don, when you guys are talking about college sports and high school sports as well with Mac, that there are kids at 16, 17 years old getting this surgery and adding miles per hour onto their fastball. I mean, it is the science has caught up to this injury and this procedure that you can come back really better than ever, which is amazing to think than it's a rebuilt arm. But it is a clean cut. They're going to be able to go in there and give him the new ligament outside of what he was going to do, guys, and rehab it, where really you're just seemingly prolonging the inevitable for a 29-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, great points made by both of you. I think that the timing of it couldn't have been better because, you know, like you said, Don, it's not the same injury that it once was. This way he gets to get it fixed now, and hopefully he'll be there for spring training next season. And he can get a full camp and everything like that where he's not sitting there if it happened in June, July, and then he's down.
Looking like Brent Suter, where Suter doesn't even know, guys, if he's going to be able to pitch in a minor league game this year.
Right, right. So yeah, you know, there's some good things to the bad news. Now, Jeremy Jeffress, you know, he's down again. Say he has a setback. Okay, and I don't wish this on him because Jeffress is my favorite Brewer. But say JJ has a setback. Besides Hader, who would you have close games, Don?
Oh, boy.
I'm glad he asked you first, Don.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that, guys. I honestly, right now, I think you just have to go by committee because you're not sure yet what you have. It's too early in the season. So if you go by committee, I think what you end up doing is looking for that live, fresh arm early on here to set the tone and then go from there. And I know I'm not giving you a definitive answer, but being that we're only in game three and still having that big question mark over the pitching staff, it has to go by committee, at least in my opinion right now.
Well, way to sit on the fence post, Don. I hope that's comfortable for you. Billy,
I'll do quite similar in the sense of I think it really depends on per game basis and who's going to be fresh, who's going to be available. JJ is one of those guys too. When we look back at last year, what he did for the first couple of months was he was the middle of the game closer. He came into the biggest spots of the game and then he took over and he would get you out of high leverage situations. He was coming in, guys, with inherited runners at second and third base and not allowing anybody to cross. And he was a bulldog out there when he was going through those lineups in the fifth, sixth inning. And then you would see him in the ninth. I think you're going to see a similar role. I think you're going to see Taylor Williams in that role. I think you might see Matt Albers. So I think you might even see an Alex Claudio, depending on how it shakes out with where you're at in the lineup and what you have available that day. I don't think that it's going to be designed for this guy is going to take the ninth inning because really that just isn't the way Craig Counsell plays his baseball games.
Yeah, it's tough. Or go ahead, Don.
I was just going to say, move Peralta into the pen because heaven knows the first inning, for whatever reason for him, is just a nightmare. Just let somebody else throw a couple of innings and then bring Peralta in, and then maybe your bullpen situation is solved.
Well, and think about it this way, Don, and Tim and I were talking about it last night while we were watching the game and watching Freddie get roughed up in that first inning. You're talking about a dude that has movement on his fastball. Everybody says he has variations of his fastball and a wicked off-speed pitch. Isn't that kind of the recipe for a good closer? Is somebody that can be deceptive with the fastball, get it by you, strike dudes out in that kind of situation. With Freddie in that sense, too, he's going to need a clean inning. You don't want to put him in there with set first and third and one out. But it's a hell of an idea, and I think that it might be something that you could see moving forward at some point.
Well, part of the problem with trying to replace Jeffress is, you know, he's got electric stuff. You know, his success that he's had with the Brewers is off the charts. But he's also one hell of a locker room guy as
no
well.
Doubt. Big time.
And so, you know, he's got a whole lot in one guy right there, and it's hard to replace that. Chase Anderson comes in yesterday, two innings of relief, gets roughed up, two walks, two hits. Billy, you think he's going to succeed in his new role in the bullpen?
Success is is a dicey word, I guess. Because I do think Chase is going to be starting games at some point again this year. Because look at the numbers, guys. The likelihood of all three of these dudes, Woodruff, Burns, and Peralta, all being knockout, drag-out, lights-out starters in the first year of full-time starting, the odds are so stacked against you. And last night, when Chase is up in that first inning, I'm looking around thinking that this is going to line up, that if Freddie can't do this, Chase is already going to be on the same path. He pitches in the same game, throw him 3.5, you know, 3 2/3, and you're lining up to that he could then possibly take over for Freddie if this doesn't work out. I don't know exactly how long for the tooth Chase Anderson is in that bullpen role, but it is interesting. When we were talking to Counts just a couple of hours ago, he said one of the biggest parts of this is seeing how he can bounce back and seeing how available he can be within the next couple of days. So it's a process. I don't think we're going to really know until maybe May 1st, maybe May 15th, if he is having success, right, Jeff? But I think that when you look at Chase Anderson, you do still see a starting pitcher back in a relief role right now. I definitely believe that Chase will be making starts for this team in 2019.
Don?
I just piggyback, since I'm still sitting on the fence here and apparently enjoying it. He's absolutely right. I mean, this is going to be one of those things that we're only headed into game three. We've got time. We've just got to let this thing play out a little bit, and we can all go back to what 2 years ago meant when we talk about a game difference, and we all know how important these games can be, especially within the division. But it's still early on, and there's still some things that are going to need to unfold, and just to see how it plays out to make whatever decisions are necessary.
All right. Jeff Orlowski here at Sapella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show. Visit them at PellaWI.com. It's the roundtable. Bill Babytow Schmid and Don Wachilis joining me here. Final question here for you guys. You know, Yelich, he's picked up exactly where he left off last season, his MVP season, two homers in two games so far. Can he possibly have a better season than he did last year, Don?
Yes, I do. He just has the makings of a guy. The parallel right now is with Giannis, you know, just east of Miller Park. The fact that these guys go to work every day and go about their business and don't take the hype around that, I think, as seriously as maybe we do when we talk about it. They focus, and they're very good at their craft. And, yeah, I can definitely see Yelich, if not equaling or bettering what he did last year.
Billy?
Yeah, he looks like, and I was listening to Millar and Rose all offseason as I was trying to get my baseball fix, and I'm doing it right now, too, while I'm watching football, and I'm just trying to, like, scratch that little itch while you're waiting out without the season. And Millar made a great point. He was talking to Mark DeRosa on MLB Network, and DeRosa looked at it and said, man, this dude's got 15, 20 more pounds still on his frame. He's got 15, 20 more homers in that swing. And I think he's only going to progress. And we saw it during camp. I mean, the guy was just on lights out. He was slapping the baseball all over the place. He is locked in as anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah, he was tattooing the ball down in spring
all
training.
All over the place. And watching him hit batting practice just... We were sitting there, Tim and I were out there and talking to Jerry Augustine for like 25 minutes, and they're going back reminiscing on 1975 Brewers rosters, and I'm watching Christian Yelich take batting practice, and it's like a video game when you're just doing the home run derby. The dude is just cranking baseballs left and right. The timing is unprecedented. I just love watching the dude play.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Gentlemen, appreciate it. Don, thank you very much. Don Wachilis, host of the college football and college basketball shows here on The Fan. Follow him on Twitter at @Butch_AFL. Don, have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the game.
Thank you. Don joined us on a great Midwest Bank hotline looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Baby Tausch, appreciate the time. Post-game show tonight after the last pitch. You make the switch, Bayview.
Yes,
Bait
sir.
And Blind. Or Shade and Blind post-game show.
Let's hope for a happy medium. First game of the season opening day goes 2:38. Last night's game goes about 7 hours and 16 minutes. Let's shoot for something in the middle. Rob Manfred would be happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a roundtable for you, folks. Coming up next here on the Bella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show, we're going to head down to the Brewers clubhouse. He spoke a couple hours ago and hear from Craig Counsell. We'll be right back. You're listening to the On Deck Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Will today's weather affect the game? Let's get today's field and game conditions. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show. Jeff Orlowski in, getting you ready for Brewers Cardinals. We're just about 32 minutes away from first pitch. Will the weather affect the game? Of course not. We got a roof. Is it affecting your tailgate? Well, I hope not. Right now, it's going to be about 38 degrees at first pitch. Windy, wind from the north around 15 miles an hour. A possible rain shower as well. So if you're out there, you Milwaukee maniacs, tailgating, making me jealous, eating some good food and drinking some cold ones. It's got to feel like a late October Packer game out there. But kudos to you. And for all you guys out there tailgating in the lot, if you want to find out if your neighbor is as cool as you are by listening to this fantastic program, if you're sitting outside, you got a beer in your hand, you got a Coke in your hand, whatever, yell out on a count of three, "Not today, Goldschmidt, not today." And you hear that, you know that they are listening as well.
From all the future to
so
the future.
On the count of three, "Not today, Goldschmidt, not today." 1, 2, 3, "Not today, Goldschmidt, not today." All right. There you go. Hopefully you got tons of people singing along with you. And you know that those are good people and you can go talk to them and not be embarrassed. Let's go inside the clubhouse. Tim Allen, Baby Tausch, Bill Schmidt. They talked to Yasmani Grandal just about an hour ago.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes info as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch and dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coaches on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, here's the boys with the Brewers catcher.
Tim and Taos in the Brewers clubhouse with Yasmani Grandal. Yasmani, how you doing, man? How you feeling? Everything good?
Yeah, feeling great.
Okay. What that experience so far, a couple of games here, hometown, fan base going crazy. Your thoughts on the first couple of games?
No, I love it. Everything that I expected and more. This place has been rocking for the last two nights, so hopefully they can keep it going.
And you've seen it in the best. You see it in NLCS in the first couple of games against the Cardinals. It's been some real good games for you.
Yeah, no, definitely. I like where we're at. Almost feels like the first few games has been almost like playoff games, you know. Mm-hmm. Even though it's just the beginning of the season, but you know, that's where you want to be. You want to have the intensity and you want to have the atmosphere in order to get you ready for when you get there.
Yasmani, one of the things I was impressed with, man, when you signed here was that you immediately wanted to contact the pitching staff, and that's a hard worker in my book.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I've been traded before, so you know, I learned from my past experiences, and you know, one of the things that I learned the most is the fact that you need to get to work with those guys that you're going to be working with throughout the year. especially your pitching staff. So, you know, number one for me was to make sure that they knew I was there for them. If they needed anything, especially, you know, working-wise, you know, I'm ready to work. I got pretty much everything at home, so I'm able to work the whole day if I wanted to. So, so yeah, number one for me was that, and then number two was just to start getting that relationship built.
And is it even more important knowing that you got young dudes like Freddie last night starting, you know, second year in the big leagues, Woody's starting, you know, second, third year in the big leagues, and Corbin making his first start tomorrow in the big leagues?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, obviously they did a really good job last year coming out of the pen. Peralta had more starts than the other two, but, you know, those guys have the talent to be number ones anywhere, so hopefully we can develop them to be number ones, and if they end up being what they think they could be, you know, it's going to be a pretty good pitching staff.
You guys got some great arms on this baseball team, but you got to tell me what it's like catching Josh Hader. That stuff is filthy.
Oh, no, it's easy.
I mean, you're just throwing down number one and you go?
Yeah, I mean, not really. I mean, first of all, you got to show me you can hit it. If you can't, then we're going to keep on going to it. But, you know, he's a young guy with a lot of talent, you know. So, I mean, it's for me, it's exciting to just see a guy like that on the mound and be able to be behind the plate and kind of see it from a different perspective.
Catching Josh Hader is easy. That is not what I expected Yasmani Grandal to say. Let's hear the scoop from the skipper.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's Craig Counsell have planned for today's game? Let's find out with today's scoop from the skipper on The Fan.
All right, here's manager Craig Counsell before the game.
We were talking to Chase about pitching out of the bullpen last night, and you know, he got to even get up a couple times, you know, the true bullpen experience.
Yeah.
And, but he said it was okay, and he threw the ball okay, right? I mean, like what you saw from him?
I thought Chase threw the ball good. I thought he threw the ball really good. He, yeah, we had him up in the first, you know, with Freddie's inning, and you know, I think he was probably, you know, he was. I think Freddie was going to face the Flaherty, and then that was probably going to be his last hitter if we got past that. But yeah, so he, you know, he didn't do a lot, but it went, and he was ready. It was good in a sense that he. He has to learn how quickly he can get ready, and what he can kind of cut out of his other routine. And then, like I said, you know, today we kind of start to figure out how he recovers from you know, an outing like yesterday.
When does it happen, Craig? After you play the catch, is that when you do that pull?
Yeah, it's throughout the course of the day. It's not like a poll or anything, but it's, you know, I mean, I guess we're just checking in. But, you know, I mean, look, you know, the vast majority of guys, this is, all the guys say, hey, I can pitch today. You know, that's the answer you get. So it's my job to kind of assess everything and Chris's job to assess everything in between and make the best determination.
He said one thing he didn't want to do is boil his repertoire down, and he used all four of his pitches, and you know, he wants to stay.
I think I would encourage that for sure. He, that's important, and he'll continue to do that. And I think, you know, we'll see how it evolves. I think it's probably best in multiple inning stints, but it definitely could evolve into something else.
Talking points all offseason was how is Christian going to follow up that MVP season. What can you say just about how he's seeing the ball right now, from training into these first couple of games?
Yeah, I mean, nothing's really changed is what I would say. It's been, you know, he's been locked in since the first day of spring training. He swung the bat great the first 2 days. I think Andrew Miller gave up one extra base hit to a left-handed hitter last year. So just a sign, just, you know, a little sign, like what he did last night against him is not done very much. So it's, you know, he's in the same place as he finished the season. Is you know, that's what we've seen for the last 6 weeks, really.
Asmani was talking to Asmani about Goldschmidt because he saw so much of him. He said something interesting that, yeah, the results kind of, when a guy hits a home run like that, you don't want it, but still, that kind of matchup, having to put your very best stuff against such a good hitter is fun to watch and fun to be a part of. Are you able to separate the results from just that gamesmanship part of it and find any enjoyment in seeing a battle like that?
Well, I enjoyed it, like, opening day. Yeah.
Yes. But he struck out a lot.
Yeah, I mean.
He was clear to point out the difference between he enjoys it more when it's out. But still.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I think I made that point last year when Rizzo hit the home run off Hader, you know, where it's, you know, look, it's two really good players going up against each other, and that's why we're in the seats, you know, that's why we're here, so... That's definitely part of the game. You know, watching the great players is why we're all showing up. We're showing up for the great players.
Right? And I know it's only a couple games in, but was it nice to see Moose get tested at second base yesterday?
First early season.
So that's Adam's job usually. Yeah.
I gotta beat him to the punch. Someone had to do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think what we're gonna learn is that, you know, he's gonna be tested. He's probably been tested open, you know, the first two games really more than we saw in spring training. And that's just, you know, we can't control where the ball's hit every game. And so he's kind of been all over the field a little bit in the first two games here and been tested quite a bit. So it's going to happen. You know, the tests are going to happen and they're going to continue to happen. And things are going to happen to him that he hasn't experienced on the field. And that's all, like, you know, the faster it happens, kind of the better. And he made some nice plays. He struggled with the turn yesterday. So it's all part of what's, you know, the deal, the kind of the challenge that he has in doing this.
Was the turn just wasn't quick enough? Or?
Well, I think he didn't get it. I don't think he had a good grip on a baseball. Yes. Yeah.
It's right.
May have been. Probably was out, actually. But there was another call that resulted. Yeah. Two calls, basically.
There's Brewers manager Craig Counsell before the game today, just about 20 minutes away from baseballs being thrown in anger. Cardinals, Brewers, Game 3 of the series, Game 3 of the 2019 season. When we return after this short break on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show, you're going to hear from the man, the legend, the franchise, Mr. Tim Allen. We'll get his thoughts going into today's game. Keep it locked in at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Some of the Brewers are hot, while some are not. This is Who's Hot, Who's Not on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show.
Well, it seems a little early to do Who's Hot, Who's Not here on the On Deck show, considering we're two games in to the 2019 season. So instead of picking Brewers players that are hot and not, I found a guy who's hot. Here's Tim Allen, host and star of the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show here on The Fan. Timmy, how are you today?
What's happening? I noticed during the pregame show here, during the On Deck show, that you referred to the 2019 season. There's a word in there that's missing with your delivery.
Well, I don't want to just steal your shtick. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but you have to jump aboard the 2019 championship season.
I will say the 2019 championship season that I'm not against.
You know, that term championship season, that's thrown out there for a lot of teams. It really is. And I don't know where. Maybe I'll do a little check-in during the game here as we observe a Brewers victory, hopefully. Maybe we'll do a little digging on where that term actually came from, because I get a lot of feedback on that, you know, line, championship season.
Didn't you get that from Euchre?
I did.
Okay.
I did, but I noticed
where it actually originated from.
Okay. Yeah. Brian Anderson says it occasionally. I've heard him say it. I've heard other, you know, teams and networks and broadcasters say it as well. So I'm gonna find out where that thing is originally from.
Okay. Well, if I was a nicer guy, I'd offer to do the research for you. But since I'm not a nice guy, give it to an intern.
You worked all day. Yeah.
So Corey Knebel out for the season. Tommy John surgery. How big of an impact is that going to have on this Brewers bullpen?
Well, it's going to have an impact. For sure it is. You lose talent like that, and especially what he did in September and then into the postseason. Of course, any time you lose a player like that, it's going to affect the baseball team. Can they recover? Billy and I, you know, had a chance to touch base with Corey today. Just no tape rolling, none of that. Just kind of off the record thing, and just, you know, I felt for him. I did. That's a tough thing. But they went a good chunk of the year last year without him. He had the hamstring early on. He had the demotion in there, and I think people forget about the plight that he was on in 2018, and then came back just amazing. He made the right decision, guys. He absolutely made the right decision. Two decisions he made, Jeff, that, you know, number one, to get the surgery now. And we all know that, you know, everything's pretty good with Tommy John surgery these days and getting better. But the other decision he made that was super good was 5 years ago when there was a partial tear to rehab it and troop through it. Because, well, let's face it, to be honest, he got a lot of money in the meantime.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what would have happened had he had the TJ 5 years ago. Maybe a career goes in a different path. Maybe things don't work out. Maybe he doesn't get rich and make millions of dollars. Made two great decisions.
Yeah, I agree with you. And like I was telling Billy and Don when they joined me on the roundtable, you know, with the recovery time being a lot faster than it has been for Tommy John surgery in the past, I think it's fantastic for him to get it done now because hopefully he's back in time and can get a full spring training in next season. So he comes in fully, you know, all guns blazing, ready to go.
Yeah, and this bullpen in a little bit of flux here. Again, it's still early. Let's let things shake out a little bit. We'll see today what goes on. You know, we'll see when they need to tap into the bullpen. We don't know, man. I mean, who knows? Craig Council could have an epiphany, and then all of a sudden, holy crap, his starter went 7 1/3. Never know, man.
You didn't giggle when you said that.
Yeah, well, you never know in this. That's what I love about the game, man. You show up at the ballpark, you don't know what you're gonna see.
Yeah, I hear you, and I agree. You know, I was excited to see what Chase Anderson could do last night coming out of the pen. He had a rough couple of innings, but you know, it's way too early to start making crazy judgments on how the season's going to go, how this guy's going to end up doing. You know, it's two games. It's been two games.
18 innings of baseball.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, you know, there was a lot of people on Twitter and everything freaking out over Chase and all that stuff yesterday. Just calm it down, guys. Two games.
Chase should have been pitching in the fourth inning with two on and nobody out. Instead, it was Matt Albers facing Goldschmidt. He got him out, but that should have been Chase Anderson on a short start. That's what Chase Anderson should have been in there doing. He did pitch better in his second inning of work, so there's something to build on.
He did, or I could have seen going to Albers and then going to Chase the very next inning.
Right away.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. So, all right, Tim, can't wait. Tune in tonight for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show immediately following Brewers Cardinals tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.